what you're saying then about gravity, because I've always thought of it as a negative. I think you're saying it's a positive in the same way that oxidation, radiation, entropy. People ask me, Corey, what causes the demise of everything that exists? Mm-hmm. And these are natural forces in physics. Yes. And of course, I've studied oxidation pathways on a cellular level and different theories about anti-aging and longevity, etc. Are you saying at the end of the day that mm-hmm. gravity is more of a plus than a minus for health and longevity?
If you're going to live on Earth, as most of us are, then gravity is the natural force, our stimulus for life on Earth. For life on Earth, I'm not just talking humans. Okay? And it depends on what we do relative to gravity to whether we take advantage of this stimulus or allow it to harm us. Like anything else, you know, in excess, it's going to harm us. Too much gravity is not good for you either. What's interesting that we've seen in space is that we thought that all these changes that we see in space and we see in bed rest, the loss in muscle, inhibition of protein synthesis in muscle, the loss of bone, the relative dehydration, which is a decrease in blood volume. Every single cell and every system in the body is affected by the absence of gravity.